Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness. Well, anyway, this is two parts, and there'll be some news followed by the reality of what's going on. First, some printed news followed by reality. I will name some names in the reality part. General news that's in print is simple. I got things from leftist publications like usual. This is from The Nation. Heating up. Oh, climate change. Well, not hate to tell you, but it ain't heating up. And then you got the main gist of what's going on. You got the United Nations Climate Conference, and even though it brought together 197 members to try to see what they could do, they left out the three biggest polluters on the planet, namely China, India, and the U.S. of A. Wonder how they're going to get something done, don't you? I usually do when they come up with some half measures of that nature. We called it half-stepping in the military. And then you got Revealing the Truth. These are titles of articles, and you can look them up. It's not out of the question. This is from (12/13/20). I think this thing's out of date. The paper record may be guilty of milquetoast politics, but credit is due for its brave exposure of a U.S. war crime. Now, this is New York Times. The only thing they've managed to expose is that they make good birdcage liner. Oh, boy. Alex Grinnell, back talk, leadership look is changing. Ooh, women leaders are changing the script. So, you know, I mean, there's limits on things, and that's doesn't have anything to do with it, anything of importance. And then you got the score. This is where they go through statistics. You know, the problem is it's false. It doesn't add up to the things that I've been seeing and hearing about. And kind of tends to make you wonder what the gist is. And they talk about Josephine Baker. A hero's grave won't bury the truth about France's Republican racism. Ooh. Well, they might have been racist in a political format, but the problem is that she found a freedom there that she couldn't get in the States, and that don't say very much. It's good for anything. Oh, here we go. Europe's war on woke. Well, elites across the Atlantic are freaking out about the concept of structural racism. It's built into the cake. Bake that in, and you probably make the apples go sour in there. Basically, there ain't no such things except that the woke have found their pig in the poke. And they are trying to make a purse out of that sow's ear. And a French writer, 72 years old, French writer, just published an interesting piece. It's called The Almost Perfect Culprit. The construction of the white scapegoat. Oh, my. Yeah, mean Whitey did it? Ooh, imagine that. I don't know where they got that idea. You know, they've been here's basically what it covers. Cancel culture is not the result of an increased awareness of racial disparities or a greater commitment to social justice, broadly conceived, both of which are more urgent than ever, but rather a terrible, an inevitable consequence of life with the internet. Ooh, TikTok did it. One white boy this time. Whitey didn't do it. Oh my. What would you do about that? I mean, is there anything that can justify that which is not morally correct? No. Either you are immoral, don't have any, or amoral, you just don't give a shit. I'm going to tell you that there's a lot of people around the world that are getting tired of it all. And when I say tired, I mean they're at the point of getting nasty about it. Ooh, then we got this book in the arts. Ooh, pain machine. My. And what we've got is why your health care system is broken. It's called being corrupt. Hello, Fauci. Yeah, that's right. He would be one of the ones I'd pick on. And I'd do it hard, heavy, and relentlessly. I would not give the boy a chance to regroup, adjust his underwear, or nothing of the nature of that nature. The man would be fried and put in jail for life for being, now you're going to love this, a part of the problem. Let's see here. I've got this broke down into the general print, and then I follow it with the reality, so bear with me. Global anxiety rises over Omicron variant. Ooh, ooh-ee, be scared, be very scared, hide under the bed. Wash your hands every 2 seconds. A bunch of fear porn. And you know why I say that? Because all of the cases so far have not been any different than a severe cold. Think about it. Oh, boy. Supreme Court's role may fall. No, it didn't. It disagrees with the original ruling in the way it was structured. But other than that, well, Biden. Why his approval ratings are so low? That's because of the job he's not doing. Now, listen to this. True believers, after Trump lawyer Lynn Wood released a recording in which retired general and fellow Trump supporter Michael Flynn called QAnon total nonsense. Flynn, who has publicly endorsed QAnon, also allegedly said that the far-right conspiracy theory was invented by the CIA to make people look like a bunch of kooks. Oh, mercy sakes. Oh, then we got Pueblo, Colorado. Not sorry. Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican Colorado, refused to publicly apologize this week for making anti-Muslim remarks about Representative Ilhan Omar. Ooh. Who she suggested could be a suicide bomber. Well, judging by the quality of what Omar has done so far, she would be one of those people who would set their underwear on fire or blow themselves up. And that's more credit than I give AOC. She's the one. AOC is the one that froze people to death in Texas. Oh, yeah. Cuomo suspended? Nah, he's fired. Bye-bye. They couldn't justify representing or defending him legally. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That's Canada, in case you don't know. Not native. Canada's top researcher on Indigenous health has been ousted from her government job after her claims to Native ancestry were discovered to be fraudulent. Ooh, that sounds like Pocahontas to me. Oh, yeah, and then you got the Barbados people celebrating that they are now the world's newest republic, cutting its ties with the British monarchy after nearly 400 years. Whew. Vienna, Iran talks are back on. What a crock of BS. They're not going to capitulate. They're not going to discuss, and they will not give an inch. Kiev, Ukraine, is a coup coming? U.S. warned Russia against meddling in Ukraine this week after the country's president had said the Kremlin had plotted to overthrow him. Gotten worse. They got 100,000 troops or more on the border. And they don't think Biden will do diddly squat. Whoa. North Korean man accused of smuggling in copies of South Korean Netflix hit Squid Game has reportedly been sentenced to death. You think things here are tough? Think about that. A video game, they're going to kill a boy over it, okay? Solomon Islands, ooh, anti-China riots, killed three, Australia, Fiji, and Papua New Guinea sent some 200 soldiers and police to the Solomon Islands this week at the request of the prime minister after protesters demanding his resignation looted and burned shops in the Chinatown and the neighboring neighborhood capital. Well, hey, what about Antifa and BLM? Hello. I know, wrong number. You're not allowed to say that. Well, horse hockey. Ooh, here we go. I'm gonna try this news. This is under briefing. You're getting official stuff. It is what it's trying to imply. Legally rigging elections. Donald Trump, you pay attention to this. State legislatures using computer-aided gerrymanders to ensure that the dominant party stays in power. They better watch them. Now that I've mentioned it openly, I bet them Democrats will jump on it. Will Garland let January 6 plotters go? I doubt it. It's not enough. Nor have word of people about the DOJ prosecuting a dozen instances of clear obstruction of justice. Not that special counsel Robert Mueller's report cited against Trump. Well, it must not have been a very strong citation because he didn't get charged with anything. Now, if Garland doesn't hold the coup plotters accountable, they will see the inaction of our justice system as a license to continue their attacks. I wrote, "We will. It's being put together as I speak by people other than myself to take care of the problem. The deadly price of bail reform. Bail reform is BS. Anybody thinks it ain't, those people that they let out of jail need to go live with these people who think bail reform is cool. Law enforcement has been warning that bail reforms would get people killed. And then they got a homicide spree. My. Some dummy got just $1,000 bail, and he mowed down a dozen people at a Christmas parade, killing six. What does it take, ding, ding? Hello. Oh, now he's got a high bail. Oh, really? Bail reform advocates argue that thousands of poor and minority people are sitting in jails on minor charges because they can't pay cash bail. This simply isn't so. The vast majority of people waiting trial in the jails are accused of felonies and have records showing that they present either a flight risk or a danger to the public. Let them sit there. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. It's pretty simple. Taxpayer funding for any vaxxers. All BS, an act of pernicious hypocrisy. Republican governors have decided to give welfare to vaccine refusers. Well, you don't have to do that. What you have to do is take that to the next two levels. And the first one is to tell the employers they don't have the right to do that. Number two, tell Fauci to shut his pie hole. Now our ensuring payouts to people who lose or can't find jobs because they refuse COVID vaccines. That's not a legal or valid reason. Won't stand up in court unless the legislature pays vaccine refusers to stay home. Oh, sign a law that guarantees those minorities people who refuse to get vaccinated. You don't got to go to all that trouble. You just simply tell the employer to mind their own business, stay out of my personal health care, and, you know, well, sure, the guy would wear a mask. Okay, whatever. Maybe you get tested, and the company who wants to enforce this ought to pay the bill. Government shouldn't. In their new bizarre world, governments should intrude on private employers' workplace policies. Governments should use taxpayer dollars to subsidize freeloaders and endanger their communities. Well, it's the party of socialism for anti-vaxxers. Well, then you got to not pay them and offer to help the situation out instead of the BS ploy that you got going on. You don't need to pay people. There's a lot of them that stay home on their own. I mean, you know, a lot of lazy mothers. They never dug a hole in the yard in their life. Replacing economics with Islamism. Oh, really? Turkey's economy is collapsing, and that's the reason. President Erdogan refuses to raise interest rates to tame runaway inflation, claiming against all evidence that high interest rates actually fuel inflation or cause it. I think Janet Yellen, didn't she come up with the same horse manure? Isn't Biden trying to say that we got to spend all this money we don't have in order to tame everything? It don't work that way, guys. Hey, I hate to tell you, you never had a paper route, Joe. And I don't know of a business that Kamala Harris has run. You know, you can just keep going right down the list. Europe, France, and UK bicker over migrant drownings. The Senate has turned into a migrant graveyard. At least 27 desperate people, drowned in the frigid waters between France and England last week. Well, maybe they should learn how to swim a little better. Brought their floaty. I mean, there's, you know. Then you got that fun in South Africa, punished for identifying Omicron. They should have been grateful, but in a matter of hours, the UK halted all flights to and from South Africa and its neighbors, and the U.S. and other nations soon followed. The ban left travelers, local and foreign, stranded in South Africa's main airports. Even if Omicron didn't spring from South Africa, the next variant might. Ooh, throw some fear porn on there. Yeah. You know, a little gasoline on a fire, get you going. Well, perils of speaking Konglish. That's something I'm going to reserve for someone else. Oh, my, the Arbery verdict. Now, we've had a couple of verdicts that have been pretty interesting. What does it tell us? Maybe there's a glimmer of hope for the justice in the United States. Now, think about it. They, a group of people, and I'm going to say that it can be either white or black. In this case, it was white. Chased a guy down and murdered him. And that ain't right, no matter how you slice it, done by whomever. Travis Micklin, his father, Greg, and neighbor William Bryan were found guilty of murder, false imprisonment, aggravated assault by a Brunswick, Georgia jury after chasing and shooting to death Arbery, a young black man jogging in their mostly white neighborhood. Whatever reason you might dream up to put a situation like that together, it ain't right. And that includes BLM, Antifa, and anybody else that says it is right. They're wrong. I have the right to self-defense. Oh, that's the other trial. Anyway, democracy, is it in real danger? It is from the Dems. Oh, and then they got smash and grab. A growing crime problem. It's not a problem. You lock them up if the idiot that I've heard about, prosecutors, decide that they're not going to charge them, put that prosecutor in a cell next to these suckers. Then there's a cartoon. I think this is hilarious. You got a dude that opened a box, and it's got Omicron on it. Oh, and it's got a little round thing with all kind of mushrooms sticking out of it. And husband asks the wife, what's going on? And she says, well, I'm going to read this to you. You won't like it. We've been enrolled in the variant of the month club. Lord have mercy. I mean, it doesn't ever stop. Kids, the emotional cost of social media is way too high. Oh, my goodness. Air regulators raise 5G questions AT&T and Verizon are limiting 5G service for 6 months to allow federal regulators to review risks to their air safety. Ooh. Oh, have you got a cell phone? Try this one. Apple sues over spy software. Apple last week filed suit against Israel's spyware firm NSO Group for hacking into the iPhones. Now think about this very carefully. NSO's Pegasus software was designed to let governments remotely access a target's phone without requiring any action from the user and without leaving a trace. Ooh, you got gremlins and ghosties in your phone. Now you know what they may be. Ooh, Christmas bot invasion. Banned bots from bypassing security measures on online retail portals. Oh, maybe we should imprison some of these dinks that smash and grab and sell it on eBay, huh? Yeah. And no, I wouldn't hold the platform responsible. Book of the Week, 1619 Project, a new origin story. It's all BS. Special August 2019 Times Magazine issue showed how brilliantly it framed a revolutionary idea that today's America was born not in 1776, but in 1619, the year the first enslaved Africans were brought to England's American colonies. Wasn't even America yet, but we're guilty. And never justifying the book's central claim that slavery was the foundation on which our country was built. Huh. You mean they forgot to put that part in there? But I thought that was one of their main arguments. The version of the 1619 Project is very clearly built to be a sacred text. The type of book that no reader can argue against without being accused of racism. Now, that sacred text, you might make note that this is becoming religious in its nature, in the way it's being handled, in the way in which school boards and administrators are saying, screw you. Parents don't have any right telling people in the school administration what we're teaching. Now, here's the instructive to know the purpose that the project is intended to serve. Think about that very carefully. Yeah. I don't think there's too much of anything else in this whole magazine. I think I'm done with the whole magazine. Looks like it. I ain't finding no red marks when we live in South Carolina. No, I like West Virginia. You can keep South Carolina. Here we go. Higher prices boost week Black Friday. Yeah, weak sales and a bunch of things. Oh, there's a new union vote possible. Contended that Amazon had improperly influenced employees at meetings and given employees the impression that it controlled the voting process by placing a ballot box on the campus. NLRB regional director agreed. Oh, boy. Senator sent comptroller nomination Political analysis saw her nomination as a proxy battle between the banking industry and the progressive, eager to impose more regulations society. Yes, indeedy. The bank that keeps on taking. Wells Fargo keeps coming up with ingenious ways to take advantage of its customers. Now, the guy deposited a check to cover his mortgage. He's going to pay it off. Then the bank says you got to pony up another 30 for the wire transfer and move his mortgage payment from one division of the bank to another. Yelenik, this is the guy that got screwed, believes Wells Fargo will do anything to get more money from customers. And he'd know. He worked there for 7 years as a loan officer. Bend over, here comes the bill collectors. Oh, boy, Silicon Valley. A sudden exit for Twitter CEO. Parag Agrawal is the person who got the job. Now, users blame Twitter and Facebook for polarizing national politics, abusing personal information, and letting hate speech run rampant. And executives are regularly hauled before Congress to get harangued by lawmakers. What's fun in that? I don't know, but think about this. Conservative activists and lawmakers have heaped attacks on Agrawal for suggesting that free speech has limitations. Well, show me where it says that in the Constitution. Oh, boy. The longer employees were apart from one another during the pandemic, the more their faith in colleagues fell. Ooh, price of admission to the rich club. Interesting definition of rich. An income of at least $400,000 a year. Ooh, problem with the idea of the Democrats taxing these people? Well, there aren't enough of those consistently high earners to fund the $2 trillion proposals. Oops. I mean, I don't care about blowing holes and things. Last exit from Afghanistan is a disaster and will continue to be until somebody holds Biden's feet to the fire. I mean, oh, my. Now, that's pretty much all there is in terms of things like what you'd be looking at in the news. And the news is variant enough without us adding anything to it. People need to wake up. And I don't mean woke. I said wake up. You know, like the alarm goes off and you wake up. And I hope that this song will do it.
long, long ago, in a time that cannot even be remembered, a very lonely angel stood out upon the farthest edge of heaven. There, he would sit for many hours at a time, gazing down into the world far below. From there, he could see all of the different people of the world dreaming and living happily in the land of their own imagination. And he thought about this quite deeply. Poor angel, how sad he was, for there were no dreams in heaven, nor did any of the other angels even talk of such things. One day, he became so unhappy that he cried out, "I would forget heaven and all her angels if I could have just one dream of my own." And as he sat back sobbing, a blinding light struck him, and a magnificent voice rang forth, saying, "So you would rather forget us, would you? Then a lifetime of dreams shall be yours, if to this you agree. Nothing of heaven shall you remember, not even the way to return. You must leave us your memory for the exile you earn." "I agree," cried the angel, and over the edge of heaven he fell, tumbling, tumbling down through the ages, remembering nothing as well.
I hope that song gives you something to think about. There's a thousand million questions about hate and death and war, as Moody Blues says, is contained in there. Second part of this is reality. One, two, opinion, and culmination. Now, I told you I was going to name names and all that, and I'll tell you right now again, I am. And I'm going to start with the columnist, if you can call it that, and I mean it. Murder in Plain Sight, Ellie Mistel. Ellie Mistel is about as left as it gets, and I mean a fringe mother at best. And I got something to say about that. When you come to kill me, bring body bags. I'm going to definitely fill a few of them. And the lie, Murder in Plain Sight, is that. There's no such thing as self-defense. There's no justice, and there is no peace. And if you complain about that, white people will show up to shoot you. See what I mean? She starts out lying. Murder. Oh, my white people. A jury of his white peers ruled that Rittenhouse acted in self-defense when he illegally acquired a gun, which is a lie, lied about his status as a medic, not true, pointed his gun at protesters and opened fire. Ooh, it's white people. Why'd he did it? Good Lord, girl. You can't even get things straight that way. And the judge, he's just as guilty as Rittenhouse. Oh, he ruled in the best interest of the white gunman. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. He refused to punish Rittenhouse for violating the terms of his bail. He didn't. Excluding evidence of Rittenhouse's behavior before and after the shooting that spoke of his intent and lack of remorse, allowed the defense to mischaracterize the actions of the people Rittenhouse killed as rioters. Oh, well, what in the hell were they then? Huh? Come on. And a white gunman who shot up anti-police violence protesters. Ooh, well, if they hadn't been being violent themselves, maybe these rioters wouldn't have got shot. If they hadn't threatened a man's lives, maybe they would still be breathing to white boys. Even when the victims are white, you get the white supremacist going, oh, my God. And Republicans, as well as favorable media coverage from Fox News and even the New York Times. Oh, my God, white justice system. White person, we know that the system does not work this way for black people. And, Ellie, you know what? You got a point there, and that needs to be changed. And if you'd like to change it, get in touch. And don't tell me you don't know how, because it's on there. Illegal gun, cross state lines. I mean, to shoot up a mega protest that was greeted by a sympathetic black judge in front of a predominantly black jury, he be lauded by prominent black leaders, enjoy favorable media coverage, and then walk free? Nobody believes that. And you get a bunch of lies in there. Quit lying and getting down to where it's at. Rittenhouse ever killed two people at a protest, try a riot against police violence with an illegally obtained gun. That's a lie. And was held accountable for none of it. That's true. It's called self-defense. White people want the white justice system to work. But it's got to be in their favor. boy. Ellie, seriously, and it's a message to you. Somebody can get in touch with her. Give her my email address. We need to talk because there's some things that need to be changed that I fully agree with. So keep the fire burning. Oh, boy. Then you get number two. morbid symptoms. Jeet here. Oh, boy, the violent party. Yes, I am. Our political system has no way to contain the Republican embrace of vigilantism. That's right, it don't. None of it does. That includes the law enforcement who agree that BLM and Antifa do riots. The problem is that I shoot back. I don't put up with that. 400 people want to come storming my front door. Man, you better bring a bunch of body bags, enough to contain them all. Wyoming Republican Senator Jay Barroso. Oh, my. Political violence now has the tacit approval of almost the entire party apparatus. Well, no. And then well, she blames Trump, too, like all the other ones. His reckless incitement ensures that he continues to be banned from the major media outlets and the mainstream media. That's not true. He's slowly getting back, and he's coming back. Reshape the GOP. These include the increasingly normalized threats of violence. Maybe if Antifa and BLM weren't violent, they wouldn't have that trouble. They wouldn't have that problem, you know? It's not difficult. It actually is rather simple. Then you got the opinion. I got one, two, and opinion. Then I'm going to get to the nitty-gritty of the reality. Editor's letter. This is from William Falk. And he's so full of horse manure that it hurts. Delta brought a huge new wave of misery and death, nearly all of it among the unvaccinated. That's a lie. It's not true. Booster shots for Omicron. Why get a booster? I mean, you know, a year after a new virus began its assault, science, medicine, and government had devised, manufactured, and started distributing billions of doses of an exclusively designed to neutralize COVID. Oh, really? And Falk goes on. He says, get vaccinated, get boosted, wear masks. You know what? If it worked, I'd be interested. Vax don't work. Why keep taking it? What is your excuse for that? There isn't any, other than that you have been bought off. And I'll get into something that some people really don't, you know, Judicial Watch might take interest. That's the next part. It's called the court report. Judicial Watch sues for National Institute of Health Director Francis Collins COVID emails. filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Collins announced his resignation shortly after the filing of Judicial Watch's lawsuit. Well, what are you trying to, where are you running from? You can't run and hide. The Rock cried out, there's no hiding place, you know. I mean, it goes on and on and around and around. Collins released a statement, and there's a lie in there. Neither NIH nor NAID have ever approved any grant that would have supported gain of function research on coronaviruses that would have increased their transmissibility or lethality for humans. Now, that's been proven to be a lie, and they got documented proof. Whoops. An August 26, 2021 report by the Washington Post claims the NIH has been funding gain-of-function research for years. My, my, my. In the United States, NIH Director Francis S. Collins and Anthony S. Fauci, Director of the agency's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, have led the federal funding and oversight of the gain-of-function research. Mercy, sweet sakes. 8 years ago, Collins and Fauci helped put in place high-level reviews and other safeguards in response to concerns raised about it. AIDS President Barack Obama, who were alarmed by what they saw as insufficient scrutiny of the research. Ooh. And it goes on. Collins and Fauci recent years have helped shape policy changes directly and through their aides that undercut the committee's authority. This is from Judicial Watch, and this is the verdict. And I would say that trying to block everything is a CYOA effort. Cover your own ass. On Sunday, March 7, 2021, Collins argued to CBS News that hydroxychloroquine was a bust. Well, that's bullshit, and I'll tell you why. There's a bunch of people who have been using it successfully. Think about that very carefully before you say something else, something that might get you into legal problems. And this stuff works, whether you like it or not. Now, I don't recommend, like some idiots, that we ought to drink drain cleaner. Nobody should do that. EcoHealth Alliance is the China-related grants that have gone to the Wuhan lab itself. Facebook coordinated closely with the CDC to control the COVID narrative and misinformation, and that over $3.5 million in free advertising you've given to the CDC by social media companies. Tom Fitton, you want to contact me? I'm wound up pretty good. The ideology here is that everybody is innocent until proven guilty. These people are guilty, and I just proved it. And the Freedom of Information Act will show compliance with something people are not aware of. Now, you heard somebody once warn about the military-industrial complex. Well, the only thing that anybody can do, according to certain people that supposedly know, is to ignore such things. Well, that's not the way it works. We have, for want of a better word, a dynasty made up of a variety of people, and it, over the period of years, has turned into something that's pretty nasty. Give you an example. Why do you think Julian Assange is getting is going to be extradited? I'll tell you why. And Star Wars mentioned it. The Empire is so huge and so all involved that it would be difficult for anybody, I mean anybody, to really tell it what to do. Tucker Carlson had a problem with being investigated. Well, ain't no whole lot you can do about that. Like it or not, ooh, isn't that cool? Think about it, Tucker. You want to get in touch? It's fine. We can talk about it. I'll explain some things you don't know. And it's obvious that you don't because of what you've stated in terms of your program. Here's the part that gets down to the nitty-gritty. We got people right now who, when are they going to flip the switch? sooner than you think. And then another person wants to know, where's the healing tech, the devices that can heal with any virus? That's all included in the flipping the switch. Worldwide reports multiple lights and orbs in the sky. Who do they belong to? Our friends upstairs. And I posted something on Facebook, too. This has got to be a brave person or an idiot, one of the two. They opened a Let's Go Brandon store in Massachusetts. I don't know who doesn't know or hasn't been informed about the about what that means. However, there is a concerted effort on the part of everybody that knows anything about what's going on to make sure we don't miss anything. Okay. Now, today there's a bunch of football games and things going on, and I think everybody ought to get tuned in to whatever they like, be it an old Christmas movie. I got to see the one of my favorites, Miracle on 34th Street. It's a good movie, the old one, not the new ones, the old one. And you've got to remember two things. We will be given the possibility, it's our discretion, as to what we do with what we got. And it's a mess. And we could straighten it out in a matter of about a week or thereabouts. Seriously. I do believe that we're going to end up with things that people don't expect. These are not going to be bumps in the night or anything. These are going to simply be that which nobody else is aware of. Now, when I said empire, what else could it be that we'll be able to control other countries? We control a bunch of them now, and I mean a load of them. And we do so with a combination of threats and actions and whatnot that most people can't handle, can't understand, don't see where it's coming from. If you don't see it coming, that punch is liable to lay you out. The thing that people are not aware of is that everybody in a position of power, including most of the Pentagon, House, Senate, and a bunch of people outside the whole routine, are not only very well aware, many of them are connected. Oh, and I mean connected well. The problem that they've got right now, and when I say they, I mean someone other than those who would be interested in freedom, is grotesque, their worst nightmare. You think murder in plain sight's bad? How about the removal of all of the people that would be in a position to control things? Think about it very carefully, because that's coming. I've been told this by a bunch of people that are in a position to actually take care of business. Now, you may not believe me. Most people don't believe civil war is going to be real, and most people don't have any clue as to when or what the timeline or timing of our transition is. I have some of that information, and I'm not going to divulge it, not at this point, but I can tell you that by February, March of this coming year, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that gets sorted out, some of it the hard way. So the politicians that I ain't going to run, I'm retiring, I'm getting out of Dodge, I wonder why. What you got to hide? The fact that you're doing a bunch of insider trading that is pretty grossly illegal. I mean, you can take this stuff and run it down as far as you want. The thing about it is that you have to understand that it is up to us. Why? Everybody else has been bought and paid for. The CDC, Fauci, you name it. They've been paid for. And until such time as we take that control back, and I don't know whether it's going to be by force or what, you get more of the same. Look at what they did in terms of the revolving door of somebody that steals something. They took him in, processed him, and turned him loose so he can go do it again or more or whatever. Well, what do you got? What does it take for you to realize, and I'm talking about everybody, that we have to take action. What that action is, how severe it gets, depends on what the other side's take on that is. Now, I will suggest that I have yet to meet a a military-oriented militia that's of any kind of decent standing at all that will go against the government. They don't want to go against the government, but there are certain people in the government that need to go. Well, you don't want to do things the hard way. You don't want to do anything. Well, step out of the way. There's a bunch of us who do. And you can tell the Democrats that it's all coming. And it's going to be messy. You realize how many body bags it takes? Think about it. You realize the mess on the streets? You think about what do we do now? Things will get a little bit tighter, but they won't be impossible. Until such time, spread this news that I've given you today around. Go out there and hey, man, you gotta listen to this. This guy's full of it, but he makes sense sometimes too. Okay. Let's do this. Go out there, spread it like free beer, and get her done.